So I participate in that kind of.
We all have to make a living.
I think that there's a fetishization of working outside of the market, just as there is within the commodity fetish that exists all over the art world. So I would never be on record saying that I do not participate in those hierarchies, because it's unavoidable. It's unavoidable.
The market, not the academy.
But the market and the academy, I just was listening to this Gordon Matta Clark radio show, and the idea that like that stuff was not sellable, but now it's extremely valuable, extremely priceless works of art that are owned by the MoMA. So I feel like we're way past that in terms. I mean, I think there's a rejection of commodity fetish at the outset amongst all of us, but I don't think that anybody would be so naive to think that they don't exist outside of that market.
In terms of body city, in terms of training as a commodity and body type as a commodity, we certainly do reject the idea that only dancers trained in ballet or dancers trained for this many years have value in a troupe. I mean, if you look at our training, we have, like you said, varying levels of training. If you look at our bodies, part of what we love is we all have different bodies. None of our dances are perfectly in sync or executed, and that's what we love. We're like, ooh, what is this lady gonna come up with, and how am I gonna do that movement with my own twist and spin on it? And that's part of what makes audience members smile and what makes it doable for us, because I gotta say, we aren't capable of looking like somebody, at the Amundsen or at the Mark Taper Forum all in sync, and that's why we are in sync, because we're coming together symbiotically, just jiving off of each other, and it's beautifully kind off.
But it's not a rejection, it's just that we're not interested.
Yeah.
We're personally not interested, because it's not, like maybe, we're not, well, I'm speaking from myself, we're not trying to make a career as Body City. And when you're not trying to make money doing it, the freedom to not have to play by those rules is infinite, and you can just focus on whatever the project is. And that is hard sometimes, because we do balance with our own lives and actually having to make money.
Yeah. Well, and we've also fundraised
in
a lot of, and we've sold merch, like a band would do, tapes or bandanas or t-shirts or...
I think you're coming to find it.